our outreach programs, we try as much as possible to reach all stakeholders in individual countries. So when we go to a country, let's say Tuvalu, we always have consultations and we involve representatives of the private sector and civil society. So clearly, I think PESA Plus holds great promise for the Pacific Island countries. They would have improved market access to Australia and New Zealand. There will also be better rules of origin. The Pacific Island countries will also be able to attract investment from Australia and New Zealand into the critical sectors of their economies. And there would be increased labor mobility between the islands and Australia and New Zealand.
And this is the 10th round of talks of PESA Plus, and I believe it's maybe 6 years in the making now. NGOs are still calling for more consultation to take place. Is that something you're prepared to support?
Well, as I have said, I have been in this job for about 3 years, and last year we organized a dedicated meeting with all the stakeholders. The year before we also did that. And we took them through, we explained what we are doing. And in fact, the degree of transparency, you don't even get it anywhere else. So when they say that the documents are secret, they don't know what we are doing, I'm a little bit, because we did a meeting last May in Nandi where we sponsored 4 representatives from each country, and they themselves acknowledged that we are transparent. So I don't know where the criticism is coming from, but clearly I do see the need for us to engage with all stakeholders to explain to them that PESA Plus is not a threat, but an opportunity for the Pacific Island countries to achieve robust economic growth and sustainable development.
You mentioned secrecy there, and trade talks are traditionally closed door between negotiating countries and yourself as the chief trade advisor. But will the text or of any agreements or draft agreements be made public so people can have their say and business groups can also understand what is coming or what's on the board for PESA Plus?
I think the reason why texts are not released is that the text can evolve at any time. So unless the negotiations are concluded, it would not be advisable to release a text because, positions of countries might evolve on a particular issue. But what we have done, or my office has done, is that we have organized consultations with the civil society, explained to them the salient elements of each and every chapter of the PESA Plus agreement.
Now to more of the talks this week.
What
progress has been made at PESA Plus talks there in Vanuatu?
We managed to make progress across the board, particularly on development assistance, which is an issue of great importance to the Pacific Island countries, on trading goods, as well as investment. And actually, we managed to finish the negotiations on the chapter on institutional framework, which is not very important, but nevertheless, we managed to close negotiations on that chapter. On labor mobility, the parties are still far apart, but we hope that at the next meeting, we will be able to make substantive progress on labor mobility.
So labor mobility with the Pacific Seasonal Worker Schemes, both in New Zealand and Australia, is there still discussions going on about that?
Indeed. The Pacific Island countries would like Australia in particular to increase the number of visas issued to Pacific workers. Currently, Australia issues around 4,250. And New Zealand, being a small country, they issue 9,000 visas. So we would like Australia to substantially increase the number. And we would like both Australia and New Zealand also to extend their schemes for Australia, the SWP, for New Zealand, the RSC, to new sectors of interest to the Pacific Island countries, such as aged care.
Did you, as the Chief Trade Advisor for 14 Pacific nations, bring to Australia's attention the situation with development assistance, the fall in Australian aid, and what sort of discussions happened around development assistance?
Yes, we did. And actually, we made significant progress on the development assistance chapter because I think the point is that for many Pacific Island countries, their economies are very fragile. And even if we have a forward-looking agreement, without assistance, the Pacific Island countries will not be in a position to take advantage of that agreement. We have managed to secure a commitment from both Australia and New Zealand that they will provide assistance to the Pacific Island countries not only to implement their obligations under the PESA Plus agreement, but they will be given broader trade-related assistance, which would enable them to take advantage of the opportunities that PESA Plus will bring about.
So it more guaranteeing that funding and aid is forthcoming. You mentioned the word reliability, so that then allows Pacific nations to plan ahead and use the aid dollar wisely.
Indeed. I mean, our understanding is that Australia and New Zealand will provide new funding for aid for trade. So we expect that Australia and New Zealand would honor their commitments on increased aid for trade for the Pacific Island countries so that they can take advantage of the PESA Plus agreement.
So what are the next steps?
The next meeting would probably be in Melbourne in August. And then we'll have another meeting in October and another in December. So for this year, we are supposed to meet again, three times before the end of the year.
Are there any timeframes or deadlines being put on PESA Plus?
We expect to conclude the negotiations on the legal text by the next meeting and then work on the schedules. And hopefully we should wrap up the negotiations by July, August next year.